Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. His method of teaching. Prabhupada taught from an elementary level of Krishna consciousness up to the highest point of the philosophy. And this he did in his books, his talks and his actions. He was strongly against people taking Krishna consciousness cheaply, such as the Prakriti Sahajiyas do. Therefore, he repeatedly stressed that one must first understand, I am not this body. As a compassionate teacher, Prabhupada gave people as much Krishna consciousness as they could assimilate and as was best for their advancement. But his writings ranged from the gamut from the preliminary teachings of the Bhagavad Gita all the way to the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the intimate Leela of Krishna and the Gopis. Furthermore, since Srila Prabhupada was preaching in the 20th century, he had to confront the heavy forces of atheism represented by Darwinism, Marxism and Freudism. He wrote and spoke to establish God's existence, the need for God in human society, Varnashrama Dharma, and to defeat the scientific theory that life comes from matter. This defense of Krishna consciousness did not consist of very easily accepted lessons. Krishna consciousness had to be presented with logic and by boldly attacking the opposition. Because Prabhupada was representing the Vaishnava Sampradaya from Lord Chaitanya, he continuously opposed the Mayavadi philosophy. Lord Chaitanya himself always spoke on the basis of the Vedanta Sutra, establishing the absolute truth as the supreme person whenever he met with leading scholars. Lord Chaitanya's talks about Radha and Krishna were reserved for a few people such as Ramananda Raya and Swarupa Damodara. Srila Prabhupada followed this parampara of Lord Chaitanya by constantly giving arguments against Mayavadism and by stressing the chanting of Hare Krishna. Revealing the higher aspects of Krishna consciousness was a matter of time, person and place. Srila Prabhupada gave the highest nectar, the Vrindavana Leela of Krishna, in a way fresher than ever. Rupa Goswami, in a prayer to Lord Chaitanya, praised the Lord for giving the highest truth more freely than anyone had given before. That is also true of Srila Prabhupada's magnanimous gift. Without discrimination, Srila Prabhupada presented the Krishna book in 1969, explained in the form of a summary study so it would not be misunderstood. He also guided his devotee artists to paint pictures of Radha and Krishna as the very first paintings in ISKCON, along with pictures of Krishna and the eight principal gopis, the Rasa dance, and Radha and Krishna on a swing. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraja states that at first he hesitated to tell the most confidential leela of Lord Chaitanya, but then he went ahead and wrote, after he considered that the foolish people would not be able to understand and would neglect the confidential knowledge, whereas the sincere devotees would appreciate. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada went ahead and presented Krishna book even though it is the 10th canto and the most confidential part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Soon after this, Prabhupada presented the Nectar of Devotion in which Krishna is repeatedly described as the most attractive youth, as a transcendental lover of Radharani. As soon as Srila Prabhupada's followers became even the slightest bit advanced, Prabhupada brought them to a standard of worshipping Radha Krishna in the temple. Then he introduced the disciples to dressing, feeding, bathing and putting to rest their lordships Radha and Krishna. As a teacher, he trained them just as his spiritual master had taught. Don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna can see you. by unalloyed service in the Krishna consciousness movement, by preaching, by taking the trouble to elevate the masses of people, by working when necessary with materialistic persons, a devotee would earn the right to understand more and more about Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was the topmost Paramahamsa sannyasi, yet he appeared in humble saffron. He restrained himself from displays of ecstatic tears, although it was sometimes not possible to entirely restrain them. He showed the ideal behavior and balance in life that cannot be imitated but only strived for and followed. Avadhuta or antisocial behavior was not Prabhupada's mission, but rather he appeared as the perfect Vaishnava for all to follow in ISKCON, the saintly teacher and ecstatic devotee. He was a fighter, preacher, a relisher of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavana and Mayapur, as well as a relisher of the continued pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in the Krishna consciousness movement in Bombay, London, New York, Moscow, and in many other places. When one thinks of the many qualities of Prabhupada, that thinking itself brings one to the highest nectarian spiritual platform. Hearing of Radha Krishna from Srila Prabhupada or hearing about Arjuna from Srila Prabhupada is the best way to enter the confidential knowledge of Krishna consciousness. No one was a higher teacher, a better realized knower of Shastra, or a more compassionate worker among the people of this age. Thank you. Hare Krishna.